Creator God, we ask you to open our eyes that we may see the Christ in each other. And so we relate to each other as brothers and sisters. Open our ears, O God, that we may hear your word. And that word will influence our lives. Open our lips, that we may speak only that which is pleasing to you, words to build up each other. Open our hearts, O God, that we may experience your grace. And that grace will be sufficient for us. For we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I preach you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our core value for this month is communication. And the first Sunday, we talked about God speaking to Moses. And then last Sunday, the angel speaks to Mary. Today, of course, as we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, we reflect on communication at Pentecost. Have you ever had a task to do that seemed so daunting that you didn't know where to start? You try to pray about it and think about it, but it's so tremendous that really you don't know where to begin. Well, that must have been the situation with the disciples. As they had been given a task by Jesus. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." And then, just before he left them, in Acts chapter 1, he says to them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so, having been given that task, the disciples must have been wondering, how are we going to do this? He is not with us. So how are we going to make disciples? How are we going to get people to baptize them? How are we going to teach all the things that he taught us when we ourselves don't understand everything that he said? How will we witness for him in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth when there are only 12 of us? Obviously, they were willing, but they didn't know how. And so they did as Jesus instructed. They waited. They waited because they knew that he would fulfill his promise. Somehow, the Holy Spirit would come. Somehow they would receive power in order to do the task that they had to do. They didn't know how. They didn't know when. They didn't know anything about this power except what they had seen Jesus demonstrate. And so all the disciples had at that point would have been questions, no answers. But God chose the day, the moment, and the method. It was God's doing. And so on this day, when the Jews were celebrating one of the most important festivals in their religious calendar, the day of Pentecost, the day they commemorated the giving of the law to Moses, the law, which was a pillar of their faith. That was the day that God chose. Because Jews had come from all the corners of the earth, wherever they were, they came to Jerusalem to celebrate the giving of the law to Moses. And these people who would have come to Jerusalem at that time were deeply religious people. And so they would be open to a new direction. They would be open to a new message from God. And so Luke describes it for us in chapter 2 of the Acts of the Apostles. He says they were together in one place. They were of one heart and one mind. And then there was the song of a rushing mighty wind, like a storm or a hurricane. And even as the disciples would have been struggling to come to terms with this wind that just seemed to be blowing, there appeared tongues of fire, little flames which came and rested on each one of them. And all of them, Luke says, were filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. So you can imagine the scene. The disciples speaking in languages that were not their own. And so very soon, when all of these 12 were speaking, everyone a different language, the crowd gathered. And the crowd were amazed because they knew some of these individuals. They knew that Simon and Andrew and James and John were fishermen. How would they get this language that they were speaking? And so the people gathered in amazement. And to their amazement, they heard them speak in their own language. A scene very different from what we read about in Genesis chapter 11 with the Tower of Babel. For in that instance, man decided that they wanted different languages. And so they didn't have the authority from God. And so different languages hindered the spread of knowledge, their understanding of each other, and their religion. But on the day of Pentecost, the languages came by the authority of God. Different languages, a message, hearing it in your own tongue would make a difference. And we know, those who travel would know, that when you're in the middle of New York and you hear a Trini accent, the difference it makes to you, you immediately connect with that person. And so the Jews gathered and they were hearing this good news in their own language. It was not that the disciples were speaking one language and they were hearing it in their own language. It was the disciples, each one of them, speaking a different language that the people could understand. The power of the Holy Spirit was on the disciples. And the Holy Spirit gave them the gift to speak in different languages, in different dialects, in the language of their hearers. And we must understand that the crowd that gathered was a very diverse group of people. Some were Jews who spoke a variation or a dialect of Hebrew. Some spoke the language or the dialect of the country in which they lived. And so those from Asia and Phrygia and Pamphylia spoke Greek. And even some of them would have spoken Greek in different dialects. The Parthians and the Medes and the Elamites spoke Persian. So that it was a variety of people. And each one heard the message of the gospel in their own language. The Holy Spirit gave the disciples the gift of different languages so that they could speak to the people in the language that they would hear, they would understand, they would believe, and they would respond. You see, God through the Spirit had taken over. And the Holy Spirit was empowering the disciples to do the task that they had to do. The disciples began. They began to make disciples of all nations. They began to witness for Christ in Jerusalem. And so even though the task was a daunting one at first, the Holy Spirit provided the means by which they could carry out the task. Because it was what God desired them to do at that time. And Pentecost, therefore, and the events of Pentecost, and the way the disciples were able to communicate at Pentecost speaks to us today as church. For the Anglican Communion has called us, and our province has endorsed the fact, and our diocese has called us to be intentional disciples and disciple makers. In a situation in our country where there is a breakdown of family life, where there are gangs all over the place, where guns are easily accessible, and where we have murders being committed every day. And in that scenario, we are called to go out into the community and live as a disciple of Christ and make other disciples. A daunting task. But we remember, as Mary said, nothing is impossible with God. What we have to do is to, yes, understand that the task is tremendous, but God will give us the Holy Spirit to help us to do what we have to do for God in today's world. The Holy Spirit will give us the language that we need to speak in order to communicate with those who need to hear the message of the gospel. The Holy Spirit will enable us to empathize with and speak to those who are poor. The Holy Spirit will give us the language of the oppressed, the language of those who are experiencing injustice, the language of those young persons who are angry and they don't know why, the language to communicate with those who are suffering as a result of violence in our land. You see, when we go, we do not have to worry about what we will say. Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. But we have to be open. We have to be willing. We have to really believe that the Holy Spirit is with us. So that the Holy Spirit, when we go out there and we face different situations and different people, the Holy Spirit will give us the language of justice, the language of peace, the language of compassion and mercy. Above all, the Holy Spirit will give us the language of love. And we know that love is the most powerful force in the world because love is of God. And love, Andrew Lloyd Webber reminds us, changes everything. So that we do not have to be afraid. We do not have to feel that I can't do this. What we have to do is to believe. Believe that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. Paul says, don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? So the Holy Spirit is there already. God gave us that gift at our baptism. And what we have to do is to unleash the power of the Holy Spirit. And let God use us as instruments of God's peace and love in the world. And we must understand that by ourselves, no, we can't. But with God, we can. And so the church is calling us to do this not by accident. The church is calling us to have one mind and one heart. My task, our task as Christians is to live the life of a disciple of Christ and to convince others to do the same. I am not living for myself. I am living for God so that God could use me to change others. And you know, sometimes when we hear about all these murders every day, all the robberies and all the violence that is taking place, we become fearful. People make the decisions that they're not going out. They're not going out in the night. They're not going shopping. They're not going to do anything. But that is not the Christian response. Our response must be, that yes, it seems as though the devil has taken over, but the empty tomb reminds us that goodness will always overcome evil. And God is ready to use each of us to make a difference. And so it makes no sense hiding behind the burglar proof in your home, because they will eventually get past that. We have to arm ourselves with the Holy Spirit and go out into the world, and the Holy Spirit will tell us what to say and what to do. And like the disciples, we do it, we explain it. And then God will convince them to change. So we don't take the credit. We just convince one, and then we move on to convince another. And God will give us the victory. Because God, through Christ, desires that all people hear the good news of the gospel, that all people hear the word that leads to salvation through Jesus Christ. And God is ready, willing, and able to use us to communicate that message to others, to communicate it in a way that will be so convincing that they, like the people on the day of Pentecost, will hear, will believe, and will respond. Luke tells us that 3,000 people were converted on that day. All we need to do is to convert one person at a time. And that we can do. And some of us don't even have to go out to do it, because there are persons in our own home who have not heard and are not living the message of the gospel. And so, yes, Pentecost must tell us that though the task may seem daunting, though the task may seem impossible, we can do it. We will go out in God's name and in the power of the Holy Spirit, and people will hear the message of the gospel from us in their own language. Whatever their situation, we will be able to speak the words of love in a way that they will understand and in a way that they will be convinced. Today, brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit, we need to ask ourselves, do I really believe all this? Do I really believe that the Holy Spirit came into the world? Do I really believe that God has given me the gift of God's Spirit, that God is dwelling in me, and God is inviting me to go and make disciples, go and make a difference in the world, go and change this country in which we live? You see, if we don't believe it, we can't do it. We have to really believe that God is with us. And Jesus says, I will be with you even to the end of the age. So he is not leaving us. The Holy Spirit will always be there with us. The rest, you see, is up to us. Are we going to allow God to use us as instruments of his peace and love in the world? Or are we just going to sit there and be afraid and complain about the violence and the murders and the abuse? Because God is asking us to make a difference. And God will give us whatever we need in order to share this gospel. The Lord be with you. And so we stand and affirm our faith. Use the words of the apostles.